Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that mercies are new every day, Lord. Thank you, Father God, as the sun rises, Father God, here to start the day for us. I thank you, Jesus, that you've drawn close, Lord. And in you drawing close, Lord, we the wonderful nature and the goodness that you birthed in us started coming forth, Father God. The very signs of repentance was love and wanting to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for the symbolism, Father God, as we see this morning, Father God, that even before the sun comes up, there is light, and then it's just evidence that you are coming through as the Sun of Righteousness in our lives, Father God, as the word that we're going to read this morning in Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new. And as the Sun of Righteousness, you just shine brightly in our day, this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 25, verse 34 to 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? And then when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here we can just see, you know, John the Baptist came before Jesus, and he said he was there to prepare the way. And how did he prepare the way? He said, "Bear fruits worthy of repentance." And that just shows that you are not happy with yourself, because what happens when the devil comes into our lives? Selfishness comes in. It's all about ourselves, and we're not considerate of others. And here Jesus points out, I mean, you can't be a sheep unless there's that inclination of wanting, needing change, needing to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He cared. He came because he cared. And so that care, being loving, feeding the hungry, visiting the person in prison, is loving others as you are starting to wake up to the light. So that is the beautiful sign of repentance. We can see it also in Acts 10 and 11, where we see Cornelius. He loved the Lord, and therefore he was bringing his tithes, and he was praying. And then the Lord comes and he wakes Peter up from the other part of the country to come and bring him the gospel of salvation. And Cornelius gets saved. So here is just the very words just backing that up. Is the sign that Jesus has knocked on our hearts and is drawing us into the day, into this day of salvation, is bearing good fruits, being considerate, caring for others. And that's our image and likeness. So it shows that we are returning to our God, and we are returning to the good works laid out for us. And then Jesus says that you are no longer goats now. Now you are sheep. And now come, have the relationship with me as the Son of Righteousness. Let me arise on a morning by morning, on a daily basis, and then I will let you arise into all that I've got in store of you. Because here we can see the blessings of the new covenant is a new heart, a new spirit, receiving love like the sun coming up in the morning, love coming and leading us into the day, into the good works laid out for us. So be blessed that God has not left you. He has drawn close, and He's on drawing close on a daily basis as the Son of Righteousness rises with healing in His wings. And so we go out with joy, being led forth with peace, because the God of peace and the God of all joy, the joy of our harvest, has come, and He loves us and He cares for us. So be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.